irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, January 20th, and we're here.
Yes, we are.
Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Sam.
People don't realize this, but we hardly talk before the show. We're too busy preparing and everything.
Right.
So it's kind of funny, you know? It's like we're, to the last minute, we're busy doing our things.
Yep.
And then the moment I say the date, bam, we connect with each other.
Yep.
So you people should learn from that. Whatever you can learn from it, I don't know. What's going on? Anything new? In your life, anything exciting that you can share with us?
Let's see. What's exciting?
Okay, apparently not.
Not anything.
If you have to think about it.
I have a friend in town, and I'm seeing her for lunch later.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Where is she from?
She is actually... Where is she originally from? She's from New Jersey originally. Now she lives in New York.
Oh, okay. So she's coming from New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's here.
Okay, cool. How'd you guys meet?
Well, she used to live in Florida when we were in 6th to 8th grade.
Oh, really?
Yes. So we became best friends then. Then her family.
So it's like a childhood friend.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Then her family moved to San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Then she went to college at UCLA. And then she went to New York.
Wow. So she lived in a few places.
Yeah.
That's cool. Why don't you bring her on the show? She doesn't want to come on the show?
She's actually at business meetings right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm seeing her between a couple of her meetings.
Oh, okay. Well, excuse me. She's a busy person.
She is. She's very busy.
That's cool. So does she come here often to LA?
She does. A lot of the time for work. Or to see her family, which is in Northern California still. Mm-hmm. And somehow I get to see her whenever possible.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a couple of friends from middle school also that I sort of keep in touch with on Facebook.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's like so long ago, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but it's funny how we still stay in touch. And, you know, I look at some pictures and some of the friends are totally bald and that, you know, and I'm going, God, you know, how times have changed, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like age just obviously changes everybody.
Yes.
But then you can look at the face and go, I remember him being like in sixth grade.
Right. It's so weird because it's almost like time stops where you left it.
Exactly.
But then you think about it, it's like you kind of grow apart too and you talk less over the years. And this particular friend and I, we talk on like special occasions, like birthdays and things like that.
Right.
Or holidays, and we wish each other happy holidays, and we see each other's pictures on, you know, Instagram and Facebook and all that. But other than that, we don't really regularly talk unless one of us is going to be in the other person's city.
Right. Yeah, and that's cool. You know, I mean, I have friends like that too, and where we never talk, but once I get over there, it's like we never parted.
Right.
You know? Right?
I like to be able to do that because, you know, how do you catch up with everybody all the time? You can't talk to every friend every day.
Right.
So to be able to...
It would have been nice to do it, though.
Oh, huh? It definitely would, but it would be like a full-time job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who has time for all that? I have enough with, like, my cousins, my family, and my friends here, let alone my friends elsewhere.
Yeah, huh?
And my family elsewhere. Oh, gosh. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
You have a big family?
I don't have a big family, but like we're all... The ones that I am close to, there's, several of us, so... To talk to all of them every day would be very tough.
Yeah. That's cool, you know. I mean, I got a couple cousins that I grew up with, and we don't talk because they turn out to be the biggest assholes ever.
Really?
Yeah, and it's pretty painful because they were like my big brothers in a way.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know. And they turn out to be big, big assholes.
I do have, you know, some family that I don't speak to, but it's not... I think we knew each other when we were little and didn't keep up contact regularly, so to talk isn't a natural thing.
Right.
Like, I know that they exist. I love them because they're my family.
Right.
Do I need to know about their day-to-day? Probably not.
No, huh?
No.
Wow. I know.
But the ones that I am close to, there's like the five cousins, and we're very close.
Yeah.
But we work at it, you know, and our parents worked at keeping us close.
Yeah. And that's the thing also is that, you know, when you remember someone young, people change, you know, and then That's true. Grow up and they become assholes. So then you go, I don't want to associate with these people.
Yes, the ones that are assholes, I don't associate with. Same with friends. Like, I've been, you know, trimming the fat little by little as time goes on. Can't please everyone.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, just unfriend them on Facebook. In your life, unfriend them in your life.
Right. So what have you been doing with your parents?
Well, we've been going to eat, talking a lot, catching up. Sometimes you just sit there and you don't say anything, but it's bonding, you know?
Right.
And that's what we do, yeah. And my mom started taking some cannabis, but I got her the CBD one so it doesn't get you high.
Right.
And but it seems to work on her pain, believe
it
or not. We were all, like, not believing it. She's like, look, I'm walking. And she's got back pain.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, if this is conclusive that it does work, then it's a miracle drug, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then what will she do? Bring it back? I mean, she can't travel with
it. She can't take
it
there, no. But we're working on
getting them to
convincing
stay.
Them to come here. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't want to be away from them anymore. I mean, they're frail.
Right.
They're frail. They need help. And I don't want other people to help them when we're here and we can do it, you know.
Right.
And we told them, we said, you have nothing back there anymore. I mean, even if you like your neighborhood and your town and stuff, you don't see it anymore. You guys stay home because you're not mobile, you know. Here we'll take you places and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, they had to sell their car. Neither one of them can actually drive safely anymore. So that sucks.
Right. I think it's time they move here.
Yeah, I think so, you know. I mean, wouldn't you want your parents, you know, in their, you know, later years?
I mean, listen, I don't even want to go to Florida to take care of them in their later years, let alone Israel.
Right, exactly. And, you know, people say, well, you know, don't jump on the opportunity. It's not so easy taking care of your parents. But I'm like, yeah, but they're my parents, you know.
Right.
They take care of me. And besides, you can get them helpers and stuff with the shower and,
right,
you know, things like that.
And, I mean, you can't leave them in Israel, too, and worry about them that far away. And then, like, I don't know, I would guess there's probably guilt that sets in, like, if you're not taking care of them or spending time with them in their later years.
Right. No, there is. There is. But how much guilt can you take when you know it's their choice?
That's true, too.
You know. But I think they'll realize they don't have a choice. Really, they don't.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they used to live here, but the main problem for them is the language. And I can understand that, you know. I mean, the thing is, you don't want to have to, like, constantly struggle talking to the people around you.
Well, if they don't leave the house anyway, what difference does it make?
Well, but here they're going to live in assisted living, probably, where there's other people and they do activities and things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're not going to bring them here just to stay at home.
Yeah.
You know. And because they need constant watching and stuff, you know. So, and it's obviously impossible to do, even though if you want to, you can't watch your parents 24 hours a day. So you get some help.
What about getting them a nurse's aide to go to wherever they live?
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're going to do. And assisted living really is you're renting like an apartment, and then you can hire assistants to come and help them and stuff. But at least they're like in a closed community, but they're not alone.
Right, that's great.
Yeah. So we'll see.
It's almost like a college dorm.
Yeah, exactly. Like Club Med for elders. But they're not cheap either, those places.
No.
Let me tell you. Especially the Jewish ones.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know how much they all cost, but there's like three different Jewish homes here just in the valley alone.
I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, I was reading actually, I mean, I probably could have told you that, but it was confirmed. I was reading that LA is the third largest Jewish population in the world after Israel and New York.
Wow.
So, yeah, we've got quite a bit here.
I'm surprised it's not Miami.
Really? Miami's probably fourth.
Yeah.
You know? Because there are a lot of Jews living there.
Yeah.
But it's a smaller place. You got to realize that.
Right.
You know, I mean, LA is just big.
It's so big.
And, you know, I mean, this valley is like almost full of Jews here, you know. I mean, they opened this Ralph's down the street with a quarter of the store just kosher stuff.
Wow. Yeah. That's different.
I know. I mean, they have like a butcher and a baker.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Just kosher stuff. Yeah. It's this like huge Ralph's they open here.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing to me. But I mean, just goes to show you, they feel the population is large enough to justify something like
Makes
that.
Makes sense.
You know.
Makes sense.
Wow. So, yeah. this is where the Jews are, and we're proud to be part of them. I guess I am. I am. Did you ever like regret that you were Jewish or something? Or
no,
no, huh?
Because I don't know that I mean, I guess I do identify with it because I feel Jewish. I don't, but I mean, there are certain circumstances where I'll be like, oh, I don't relate to that. Like, I once went to a Chabad service, or yeah, like in, what was it, like at the WGA, and the men and women were separate, and there was like,
yeah,
singing that I didn't understand. It was like to a tune I didn't know, and I was like, I can't even sing the songs I do know in Hebrew. So, and I can't sit with my cousins who are all boys. Yeah. So I was like, nope, this is not for me. I don't relate. So, but my family is all very similar in the way that we interpret being Jewish. Like, we also celebrate Christmas, and we all, right, like, our favorite, like, family prayers is, like, they tried to kill us, we won, let's eat. Or, like, beret pre-apple. Like, we'll just say the most absurd things. We're, like, we've, like, Spanglish, but for Jewish religion.
I see, okay.
But I think the traditions and like the culture is more what we associate with,
right?
Like,
exactly, it's the heritage, you know.
Right,
and you just gotta. I mean, the heritage really is keeping things, keeping the memories, keeping the traditions, things like that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, for us, we really took like the Shabbat, and we, you know, we really made it on Sunday. Like, yeah, we do just family dinner, and you know, for every Jewish holiday, like, we'll do the holiday. I don't know that we're doing them right, but we're doing them, yeah, and we're getting together as a family,
right?
Which is also why we do Christmas, for the same exact reason. Yeah. We're not praying or anything. We're sitting there with each other, spending the day together, quality time, enjoying each other, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, it's not like it's not like the Orthodox Jews, you know, where their entire life revolves around the religion,
right?
And it can drive you crazy, you know. But I just think that as long as you remember your heritage, you know who you are,
right,
you're proud of it, that's all it is, you know, and teach your children and stuff.
Well,
know?
That's how I feel about, like, all these issues that are happening in the world right now. Like, there's a reason there's church and state, and there's, like, a separation between it. And I think that that makes a lot of sense. Legalities and things like that are different than your belief system.
Yeah.
And you can do both separately, I think, and, like, how you, what you believe is entitled to you and up to you completely, and how you want to raise your kids and whatever is up to you. That's your jurisdiction, your home. But the rest of it is these other people that are deciding things. And I think that people that are extreme need to keep that to themselves. And laws are not made by those beliefs, so, like, calm down.
Right.
I just think that they need to be separate.
They do. They do. Because obviously you don't want to impose, you know, religious thoughts that some people feel are just ancient ideas.
Right.
You can't impose those on people and hope to have a democracy and happy people.
Right.
I mean, look at ISIS. You know, look at Muslim countries.
It actually, it like physically eats me up inside, and I'm like, what world? How is this a place?
Yeah.
Like, the fact, like, when I read the news sometimes, it feels like I'm reading a book.
Yeah, like a fiction book?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
right.
I'm like, this can't be real that people are doing this to each other still.
Right.
Like, I get it. In the olden days where, like, people were savages and there was, like, not, you know, democracy or just, I don't know, some kind of thought on human rights. But, like, to be the evolved people, for the most part, we all are, I can't believe that it's even a thing.
Yeah. That's a thing, and that's what religion can do, and that's why the founding fathers decided they're going to separate the two,
right?
And because they're two separate things,
they are. Know? It's like the same thing as, okay, religious, you know, beliefs are the same thing as black, white, purple, red. Like, it's just a quality that makes you personally who you are. It doesn't make a country who it is. It doesn't make laws what they are. It's like, you know. Am I spiritual? Am I not? Do I like to eat meat or don't I? Do I like certain movies or don't I?
Right. And the most important thing is not to impose it on other people.
Right. Just because I'm a Jewish person that celebrates Christmas doesn't mean I think every Jewish person should do what I do.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It's something personal. I think religion is something that should stay personal.
Right.
And yeah, and all those ancient traditions like separating the men and the women and temple at the synagogue, is ridiculous.
I mean, it's not for me, but if you like it, go for it.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to wonder about the ideas behind it, you know, and this is to say women are not as important as men, or maybe not necessarily as important, because I mean, in Judaism, there are some prayers for women and things like that, you know, to praise them. And some religious people will say, oh no, you know, Judaism is very pro-woman and stuff. But the fact remains is that they feel that women are not as holy as men are. And that's why they separate them. You know, that's one thing. Another thing is that they don't want men to get distracted by the beauty, you know. So they put the women behind and behind a wall or a separation thing. But yeah, so, you know, when you're not accustomed to that, you can't really subscribe to it.
Right.
You know, I mean, you do it when you go to bar mitzvahs and something, and to honor the people, your friends, your family.
Yeah.
But normally, I would feel offended and maybe out of place.
Yeah, I felt out of place. I mean, woman. I don't care that they did it. Like, right. If that's your choice and that's how you want to pray and, you know, whatever.
Right.
Fine. By all means. But I also don't care what other people do. If it's not hurting anybody, do your thing.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. But all those religious people in every religion have the chastity police, and they have to make sure that everybody complies. And unfortunately, that's where it takes us.
Yeah.
Yeah. To things like ISIS, you know, who are at the front of the news. They're threatening to kill two Japanese hostages.
Yeah.
You probably heard that.
Yeah.
And they're trying to actually extort $200 million from the Japanese government. Now, the question is, you see, they know that the Western society is not going to just let you kill their people. You know? And because, I mean, if Japan doesn't pay this, everybody's going to go, you know, how do you let your people be killed and beheaded because of money?
Well, it's the act of terror in general and you know, asking for a ransom. You can't give in to them.
Right. You can't negotiate with terrorists.
Right.
Yeah. So who knows what's going to happen? I mean, Japan is not really a military country. They only have defensive capabilities. But that's after World War II, where they were so aggressive.
Right.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's going to happen here, you know.
It's really scary because how do you stop these people?
Yeah. You don't. You don't. Unless you commit. You know what? That's the thing, is that we can't keep asking the question. We have to figure out, look, we're the entire world, not we Americans, but all the enemies of ISIS. The entire world, you know, are their enemy. We need to get together. People, countries need to actually send military, infiltrate, do whatever it takes.
Right.
I mean, those ISIS people, they're spending full time on these things, on terrorizing people. And yet it seems like nobody's doing anything.
Right. I actually read a wonderful Martin Luther King quote this morning because somebody I think was late to the game, and it was yesterday, but they posted it today. And by all means, I think we should remember his principles and teachings every day. But it was something to the effect of, people that want peace need to organize as effectively as people that want war.
Right. That makes sense.
Because it's the same, it's the opposite fight, and it needs to be fought as hard.
Right. Because otherwise, you're just stuck with what people want you to do.
Right.
You know? Wow. Yeah, that's pretty powerful stuff. But, yeah, I mean, the thing is, I think this is more crucial than what happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, ISIS is probably the biggest threat we've had in a long time, and nobody's doing anything.
Well, they're probably doing stuff that we don't know.
Well, they're bombing them by air, but that's not...
No, I mean, I'm sure there are people out there saying, like, just take out that whole area, you know?
Well,
but then you can't do that either. Whatever is going to be done, I'm sure, is going to be devastating to a majority of innocent people.
Right. A lot of civilians and stuff, yeah, that are caught in the middle. But that's the rules that ISIS plays by, so,
right.
You know.
I would hate to be the person that has to make these decisions. Mm-hmm. I could never do. I mean, I'm not educated in the art of warfare and what's right and wrong and all that. But someone has to do something soon.
Yeah. Nobody's.
But then, you know, you do that. And then what about the people that are here that are defecting? And like, there are crazy people everywhere. And then there are people that support those crazy people that are hiding somewhere and ready to, you know.
I know.
Come out.
I wonder what Obama is going to say about it in the State of the Union tonight. And I mean, there's a few things I don't really care about, but I want to know where we stand on ISIS.
I do too.
I really do. You know, I don't feel we have a policy. I mean, I don't know what we're doing.
Well, you know, my guess would be we're going to hear about it tonight. I'm more interested in tonight's State of the Union than ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if it's just all of a sudden, like, I have time to care, and now I want to know. Or, I mean, it is toward the end of his presidency, and there's a lot going on that happened, like, with the interview and our cyber security and what's going on with ISIS that...
Right. No, I know. But, you know, these speeches go on for so long, and they talk about a lot of boring things, and... I tend to just, my head starts spinning, you know, so I can only watch parts of it. And then I prepare to just listen to the commentary afterwards where they just take out the important things, you know.
So it's on at what time? 6 o'clock our time or?
I don't know. Usually it's, it's probably six. But six would be 9 o'clock Eastern time. Isn't that a little too late?
I think that's when they usually do it.
Oh, okay.
As so I remember when I was younger and it would interrupt my television shows.
Yeah, that's right.
I can actually look online right now.
Yeah, so it's probably at 6 o'clock. Who knows? At any rate...
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, we will. Did you hear about all this, like, talk about American Sniper and how Michael Moore came out and said made a stupid statement?
I miss Michael Moore. Where has he been all these years?
Really?
Well, only because he makes these statements and then it makes people talk.
So. Right. Exactly.
But what did he say this time?
He said that snipers are cowards.
Oh, that's silly.
Well,
are they cowards or are they sharpshooters protecting the people on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, what was he trying to say? Because they're like far and don't expose themselves?
I guess.
Is that why they're cowards?
Maybe that's the point of them, is they are that extra level of protection.
Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, why would you risk somebody's life if you can do it safely from a distance?
I do not know.
Yeah. So... this is crazy, and he always comes up with crazy shit, man. And now, but apparently a few people are with him on that in Hollywood as well. So it's becoming like the talk of the town.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know that there's been a lot of issues coming up about Chris Kyle as a person, and that the movie made him seem like a better person than he is, and that he wasn't doing it as an act of service. Mm. You know, but then they said on the flip side that he as a human being actually was like, I think killing is fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, he could brag all day and all night about how many people he actually killed, and it was less about, I saved my men from this, versus it's fun for me.
Wow. Yeah.
Almost sociopathic, like where killing is just a thing.
Right.
So, I don't know. There's a lot that's come out about it. And I think there's some like issue in terms of like a trial or like something against the guy that killed him now because the movie came out. It's like changing the facts, I guess, and bringing things to light that weren't there before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it pretty? Is the movie supposed to be pretty accurate?
I think that's what people thought.
Oh yeah.
Originally,
yeah.
I think the main facts are there. Like, he killed a certain amount of people. He was killed by a certain guy that he was trying to help in the veterans facility. Mm. I don't know much more than that.
Okay. So, you just gave away the ending, but...
I think it's public knowledge.
But, yeah.
He's not alive anymore, guys.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah, well, if it's a true story, you should know that.
Right.
I didn't know that. I didn't even realize it was based on a true story. Or maybe, we talked about it the other day, I think.
I mean, the same thing with, like, Imitation Game and, you know, the Theory of Everything, Selma. These are all based on true stories. Foxcatcher, based on a true story. Told you, I couldn't stand it. Stop watching it, looked it up. So, you know.
Yeah.
The truth is out there.
Did you tell us about Foxcatcher? Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the wrestlers?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't have any desire to see it. I don't know why. But you get to see them because you want to intelligently talk about the Oscars.
Yes. And also, when they're given to you for free and you can watch movies in the comfort of your home at the time you would like to, you watch them.
You watch.
Because you can.
Right.
Kind of in the way that you can start a book and put it away.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know if I would watch all of them because some of them don't appeal to me. But yeah, I mean, if you're a big movie watcher, I suppose you'd want to see all of them and see what the talk's about.
Yeah. Last night, I actually watched Breakfast at Tiffany's for the first time.
Really?
Yep.
I've never seen it. Is it pretty good?
It's a classic, and, you know, classics to me are hit or miss because of the time. So it depends what was funny then and, like, if it was satirical or if it was, like, a real, I don't know, performance, and that's what they thought was funny or, like, good acting or normal. Sometimes they break out into music, and you're like, where did that song just come from? Why are you dancing?
Yeah.
This one, I think, was really interesting. It's not at all what I expected. I thought there was going to be a lot more Tiffany's involved, and there's very little.
Really?
It's Breakfast at Tiffany's is more symbolic.
Okay.
The concept of having breakfast at Tiffany's.
Okay.
I thought they'd be sitting there and eating breakfast at Tiffany's every day. I was like, I didn't know they had a cafe. Who knew? They don't.
They don't, huh?
No. I prefer Roman Holiday.
Uh-huh.
To Breakfast at Tiffany's. I don't know if that's something a female can say, because, like, Breakfast at Tiffany's is such, like, a girly thing to be like, oh, my favorite movie is Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what's Roman...
Roman Holiday.
Roman Holiday, what's that?
She as a character just goes to Rome.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that like a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're speaking to me in movies today.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I just need to know that there are movies.
Yes, I've been in movie mode lately, so.
When are the Oscars? Next month or something?
February 22nd, I believe.
Okay, so about a month from now.
Yeah, the Grammys are, I think, February 8th. What else is coming up? I don't know.
Mm.
So many.
Yeah, so many have already been on. Since the beginning of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
The People's Choice Awards, the Golden Globes.
Then there's a lot of smaller ones that aren't televised, or they are, and they're, like, not, you know, as popular. Like, there's the WGA Awards for the writers, then there's the Directors Awards for the directors, and
there's a lot. Oh, yeah, and we didn't talk about the Emmys. I guess they have the Emmys.
Toward the end of the year.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I think they were just in September. Of this past year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought they were all about the same season, but I
guess not. No, for some reason, that one's like toward the end. I don't know why.
Yeah. Maybe because it's like the end of the season, the end of the summer season, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fall season.
Feels like they're always happening, truthfully.
Yeah.
There's always something going on.
There is. So, I mean, other than the movies, do you watch a lot of TV? I mean, what do you watch mostly?
I have the ones that I've, like, committed to, and, like, I, you know, you're already drawn in, so you can't give up, and you gotta see it through. So, like, Revenge, which is so awful now. I'm sorry, people in Revenge. It's just the worst. It's very revengey and soapy, and you're kind of watching being like, are you sure you're a show? Are you real?
Wow.
Is this a choice you really made? I watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and New York. I watch Vanderpump Rules. I watch, you know, some reality shows. I watch The Today Show. I love The Today Show.
Yeah?
Every morning. They're my best friends.
Wow.
I love them. What else do I watch?
That's cool. I mean, what time do you get up in the morning? Like 7 or something?
8.
8?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The show, I guess, is still on.
Yeah. It's 4 hours, so.
Right.
I watch it while I'm eating breakfast and getting ready.
I see. Okay.
I listen to the news.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, what else do I watch? You know, Scandal, Grey's Anatomy.
Mm.
I'm committed, even though Grey's Anatomy has been on since I was like a teen.
Yeah.
At this point.
Is it still on?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought people are just watching like the past shows. You know?
No, it's coming back on the 29th.
Uh-huh.
TGIT.
Wow.
Thank God it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep. I watched The Bachelor. Oh, boy, did that happen last night. I had a lot to say about that on Twitter.
Really?
Because what it's happened? So absurd.
Yeah.
And we know it's absurd when watching, but but it's just still surprises you each time these girls say the most absurd things.
Yeah.
They cry. They cry so much. Jimmy Kimmel was actually a guest on the show.
Yeah.
He was like a guest host with Chris Harrison. Uh-huh. And he was making fun of the girls for crying so much.
Really?
At the end. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm so sad this happened. I can't believe after four dates, he doesn't want to see me anymore. That's life.
Yeah. So are these, do you think these are pretty desperate women? I mean, or why do they behave like that? Maybe they're expected to.
I don't think that they're desperate so much as they are not necessarily evolved, or they're doing it because, you know, a producer prompted them to. There's a lot of stuff that's staged on there, and it's so obvious.
Yeah.
Like, when someone's like, let's go crash a wedding. I'm sorry, this is a TV production. You're not doing anything that's out, like, you know, on a whim.
Right.
That takes all the cast and crew to go relocate different setups, get permission, sign releases, transport you, hair and makeup. Like, there's nothing that was prompted, like, that was just on a whim about that.
Yeah. Nothing spontaneous about it.
No. And you know these things. Yeah. When you're watching.
Yeah.
Like, one girl was like, to the main guy, she was like, why are you kissing other women if we kissed? He's like, because there's a cast of 24 other women and they signed up for the same show you did, and I'm going to go through the process the same way I am with you. And everyone tweeting last night was like, hi, you signed up for The Bachelor.
Yeah.
It's not just you here.
24 women?
It's actually 25, and I think they started the season with 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this guy gets to date all of them?
At the same time.
Yeah, I mean, how can you possibly make, like, a choice between 30 women? That's way too many to choose from, isn't it?
I think it's a lot of people, but at the same time, you sort of figure out who you like better than other people.
Right, and you sort of, like, maybe know who you're going to eliminate.
Right, and you're drawn to certain people versus other people, and some people, I think, slip through the cracks, but at the same time, if they slip through the cracks, they weren't meant to be.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I mean, God, it's got to be, like, the best role ever.
I think it's actually great, because imagine, like, you were bringing up speed dating. Uh-huh. He speed dates every episode.
Right. Yeah. So. But he gets to actually kiss them and make out with them and stuff.
Right. Well, yeah. He spends more time than just, like, the two-minute speed date.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is kind of a crazy concept, because it's very, like, I would say, like, our version of Gladiator, where we're watching people duke it out on screen for, right, like, one guy. But it's fun. It's so fun.
Is it?
It's my guilty pleasure. And, like,
it's like a train wreck.
I watch with girlfriends, and we just have the best time. And then, like, my friend's boyfriend was in the other room, and he's like, do you guys really talk during the entire thing? And we're like, yes, it's like a sporting event. He's like, no, it's not. And we're like, it is. Women across the country are talking to their friends while watching.
Wow.
It's an event.
Yeah.
A weekly event.
It is. So how many girls are left now?
I don't know. 20-something.
20. Oh, so it just started.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's been like 3 episodes.
Wow. Now, I guess now, from what I've read before, most of the connections there don't last, right? I mean, in real life.
Yeah.
They all sort of like ended up breaking up. And
I wonder if that's, you know, because they were never a connection to begin with, and the producers just needed someone to be picked at the end, because otherwise the show fails.
Right.
And I know that they get a certain amount of money for appearance fees, and it's in their best interest to become a couple, however they
Right,
form
yeah,
that.
And they get some money, and then they can break up, you know.
And they get their celebrity, and then, you know.
Right.
It's worth it to them. They went through this process. They might as well do it and see it through.
Yeah. So. That's true.
But then there are some couples that are really together. They're not even the spotlight, and they are getting married, or they got married, and they're real.
Yeah? From the show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's been like 18 seasons at this point. Strength in numbers.
Huh?
I'm sure some did really work.
Wow. That's a long time for a show to run.
Yeah. It's almost like so consistent, like I need it in my life. Like, if there were no Bachelor, like, what would I do?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Another episode of Two Drunk Girls, maybe.
And we talk about it for sure. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could fill your time with another show. Do you guys do it every week?
Two Drunk Girls, yeah.
Yeah.
We try and shoot on Sundays.
Okay.
Because that's like our morning that we both have free. I don't know if that's going to be the case forever.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Be nice to do more than one episode a week, but time restraints.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, make people want more, you know. Don't give them too much.
Maybe two times a week would be nice, even three, but yeah, who's got time for that?
That's true. Yeah. All right, well, let's see what's going on in the news, man. Did you know this this newspaper, The Sun, in the UK, they've had like page three with topless models for like years now. Now, this is not like a, I mean, this is like a main newspaper, you know. It's not like a, what they call the tabloid or something. You know?
Right, and that's what they put in.
So for 45 years, they've had this. And I remember when I was there, I'm like, whoa, you know. I mean, this is like stuff that you leave on the family table and stuff, you know. But at the same time, I'm thinking, what's wrong with boobs, you know. I mean, even if kids see them, there's nothing wrong with boobs. And people don't get that.
Well, I think there's like a forum for it. You know, like maybe it's not in the family newspaper, but it's in the other magazine that you choose to buy because you're over a certain age.
Right.
Or you keep it separate.
Yeah. But obviously, I mean, they were trying to get readers and stuff to do this. I mean, to read the newspaper.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people are saying that... you know, it's demeaning to women and everything. Although I don't get that, because if a woman is willing to pose and model, I don't think anybody's forcing her to do that.
Right.
You know. So, yeah. I mean, plus, face it, people like to look at boobs. It doesn't demean anybody. But at any rate, so there's rumors that the paper's going to stop it. And but people at the newspaper are saying it's... You know, it's not true. We don't have any comment, blah, blah, blah. It's all speculation.
I'm sure we'll find out soon.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I found it kind of interesting that it's been running for so long.
Yeah.
I guess they started in 1970, man. That's a long time.
Wow.
Yeah. You see, those were different times, and that's what the critics are saying. They're saying, okay, maybe it was tolerated then, but not now, you know.
Yeah.
So there's an anti a campaign that's trying to get this off the pages, and they call it "Boobs Aren't News." Boobs aren't news.
Well, that is kind of true.
That's true. I mean, it probably doesn't belong on page three, but
no.
You know, but whatever, man. I mean, Europeans are a lot less uptight than we are. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they have like television with topless stuff on there. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they do.
Like on the main channels, or is it like cable?
No, main channels and stuff, you know, and or I don't know, you know, I mean, cable or not, but I just know that they have it, and it's not like adult channels or anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you have like topless sunbathing in many places in Europe. I was in Denmark, for example. They're very liberal there with sexuality. So you just go in a park on a sunny day and everybody's topless. So go figure, you know. But yeah, so that's what's going on there in England. Did you hear? Well, they're talking about the Super Bowl. Did you know how much a ticket cost?
No, how much?
They're saying the cheapest one is $1,600.
Yeah, I believe it.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. So they're saying because the Patriots are playing, it affected the Super Bowl sales and actually hurt them. And so they're trying to figure out why. And they're saying it's because the Patriots won like six Super Bowls in 14 years. And, you know, maybe some people are just having some fatigue. They're saying, you know, maybe the fans are saying, oh, it's not worth going to. I'll just watch it on TV, you know.
Yeah.
And So, yeah, so they're saying that, but it's true. I mean, the Patriots are almost on every year, you know, and it's crazy. They've been a really strong team for many years.
When you're the best, you're the best.
I guess you are.
I mean, if you're bored of the best, fine, I get it. But maybe right. It's like, will they beat the Seahawks? Will the Seahawks beat them? If the Seahawks do, then great. Like, that's why you want to watch.
Right. No, that's true. Well, didn't the Seahawks win last season, too?
Yeah.
The last one,
they
right?
They did.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I mean, they used to be a pretty obscure team, and now they're like Super Bowl winners.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah, that comeback. Would be history for them if they win another one in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for them if they do.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah?
Sign me up.
Yeah.
What's that, next weekend?
No, I think in 2 weeks, right? Because they just had a game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they just had the playoffs this past Sunday. So usually they wait 2 weeks, I think. So it's like the first Sunday in February or something?
Yeah, it's like February 1 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be watching. It's a fun day.
So much fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to diet especially until then.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, so that I can eat like all the chicken wings and like nachos and cheese dips and drink whatever I want. And
just for that one day, huh?
Yeah, it's like a holiday. So fun. It's such a good excuse to like eat and drink and be merry.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's fun with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when the games are good, you know, but that's the thing. You get together with people, even the game sucks. Even if the game sucks, you still have fun.
Yeah.
You know, you have the commercials, you have the halftime thing, and looks pretty good.
I can't wait. I mean, I don't know that I'm that excited about Katy Perry performing, because I'm just not that into her, but yeah. I'm sure it'll be a good show.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't it Taylor Swift last year or something? Or
I don't remember. 1 year was Bruno Mars. It.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. This was maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
I like Bruno Mars.
Yeah? He's pretty good.
Yeah,
huh?
he's a really good performer.
Yeah, he's good. Well, I've never seen him perform, but I like his song.
I went to a show last year, and it was phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah. One of the best shows I've ever seen.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm sure Katy Perry will be, like, on par with that just because she's, like, such a big star and there's going to be a spectacle and it'll be, like...
Yeah, and she's a performer, too, right. You know?
And I'm sure it'll be great costumes and fireworks and dancers and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll even have, like, guests because she does that song Dark Horse with, like, some other people and she does a lot of, like, duets.
Like duets and stuff? Oh, I like duets a lot.
Me too.
It's nice, right? Because they put both styles together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get, like, more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
You get two singers instead of just one.
That's true, yeah. So, yeah, maybe a diet is a good idea before the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Got to get some more yoga in, too.
Yeah. I know. Now, what do you think about this? I mean, this is, like, pretty chilling stuff. This 18-month-old boy was mauled by the family dogs. Two dogs belonging to his grandfather mauled the baby and killed him in Central Florida. Now, my question is, how does this happen?
Yeah.
You know, and I know that I'm always scared. I don't care who it is or what it is. Every time I see a dog around babies, I get like really nervous.
I don't know.
Because they can be unpredictable.
I was bitten by a dog. That's what the scar on my face is from.
Oh, you have a scar on your face? Oh, I see. Wow. Well, it looks kind of like a dimple. So
yeah, most people don't notice it. But no, I was bitten by our dog when I was 11 months old.
Really?
Yeah. And my parents to this day still feel, well, I don't know if my dad does, but my mom has this like supreme guilt where... She was like in the bathroom and my dad was leaving to go to work and no one thought I would get across the house. And we lived in a very large house at the time and they didn't think I would make it to anywhere near the dogs or that the dogs would attack me because I'd been around them for 11 months at that point. You know, they knew me.
Right.
I was like their little baby.
And nobody suspects it. You know, our dogs are, you know, they're trained. They're
well,
okay,
our dogs are also not, they were nonviolent dogs. They were like more like decorative dogs. They're not that smart either, which I think also can result in them doing dumb things.
Right.
But I made my way across the house as an 11-month-old baby and walked into where one of the dogs was sleeping. I guess I woke him up or something and he bit my face.
Wow.
I clearly lived, so they got me just in time. You know, like, I don't think he would have eaten me. I think he was just surprised by me.
Yeah. That's the thing. I think maybe they don't realize it's a person. Maybe they think it's some kind of an animal.
Yeah. I think it's also instincts.
Yeah.
And that's true. The dog loved me, so it wasn't like he wanted to kill me.
Right. No, but that's the thing. Like you said, they might make mistakes, you know, as a dog. Who knows what goes through their minds? But can you imagine the feeling of the family, you know, when something like this happens?
It's really sad.
Yeah. Because usually they'll put the dogs down when something like this happens, right?
I think they said they're going to.
Yeah. Well, they said they haven't yet said whether the dogs will be euthanized. But, yeah, mixed breed dogs. Yeah, well, that's scary stuff, you know. I mean, I know a lot of people that have dogs around the babies. In fact, we did, and we had a Chihuahua that was kind of unpredictable, but no tragedies there.
Yeah. I think they say female dogs are better around babies than male dogs because female dogs see the baby as like a child.
Oh, really?
They have more of a maternal nature toward the baby.
Yeah.
So male dogs are the ones that are a little bit troubling.
Yeah.
A male dog is what bit me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We had a female and a male, and the male dog bit me.
Yeah.
But, again, it could have been any reason why.
Right. Well, it's always the males causing the trouble, even with people.
Well, we gave him away. We didn't put him to sleep. We gave him to the neighbor.
Good. Wow. That's pretty good. You're very lucky, you know. To have come out of it okay.
Yeah. I actually have a lot of friends that have been bitten by dogs, and it's so weird. We all like compare our stories.
Really?
Like how old we were, what happened.
Yeah. But you don't have a dog now, right?
I personally don't, but not because I'm afraid of them. I was never afraid of them.
Right. It's just you feel you probably don't have enough time for
them. I don't have enough time. I don't want the responsibility on my own. If I were to live with people and share the responsibility, probably, because my day wouldn't be dictated by the dog's schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
And at this point in my life, it's not like I have a, like a, I go from here to a variety of other things throughout the day. So
right. So yeah, I mean, what's the point in having a dog if you don't see them very often?
Well, and not even that. I couldn't afford to have like a dog walker or put my dog in, you know, daycare or do the things that could help, you know, take care of the dog. So I know my limitations.
Good, good. So you don't need a dog for now?
No, and I always go through periods of like, should I adopt a dog? There's so many that need homes.
Yeah,
I need a dog. I want a little friend.
I know, and every time you see a cute dog, you just like, yeah, let me take him home. You know?
Yeah, I have spent a lot of time around like my friend's puppies, and I think that's like birth control. I don't want a puppy ever. I would rather adopt a 2 or 3 year old dog from a shelter, save its life, it come trained, or like at least have a temperament that's like more chill.
Yeah.
Puppies are a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah. They're full of energy.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Who wants to play that much? Not me. I'll tell you that much. I want a lazy thing to sit on the couch with.
Yeah. Well, so obviously you're not ready for kids either.
Oh, God, no.
Don't have any.
No. No, no.
Not yet anyway.
No.
You know, until you're ready, because it seems like you don't really have the patience.
I don't. I mean, I really don't have patience in general, like for a lot of things, but definitely not that.
Yeah.
Noise. Things that make noise, really.
Mm.
Like, unless I can...
Bother you?
Yeah. I want to, like, be able to, like, have a rational conversation with it and be like, not time to make that sound.
Yeah. Funny stuff. What can I say?
Yeah. I'm sure I will grow into it at some point and have that maternal nature, but right now I do not.
Yeah. Okay, well, cool. All right, well, tomorrow we're going to have a band.
What?
Well, I told them that we can't really accommodate a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I told them you guys can sit here and swap and stuff at the microphone. But he said probably only 2 of them are going to come. So
how fun.
Be cool.
What kind of bands is it?
I don't know. They're called Gods and Queens.
Oh, wow.
So we can do some research on that. They wanted to come on the show, so I said, sure.
Can't wait.
So, yeah, we'll see what that's about and what kind of music.
Awesome.
And that'll be cool, yeah. So, Jen, thank you.
Thank you.
As always, thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.